This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, February 5th. God's word for you today is, worship happens when... Our scripture reading is taken from John 4, verse 22 to 23, which says, "You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, but the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way." 2 Samuel 6 verse 20 says, "Michal said, how the king of Israel has distinguished himself today, disrobing in the sight of the slave girls of his servants as any vulgar fellow would." 2 Samuel 6 verse 21 to 22 says, "David said to Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house. I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more undignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes. But by these slave girls you spoke of, I will be held in honor." This is so huge. I urge you to spend some time just meditating on it. Whose sarcasm, hate, or dishonor have you allowed to rob you of your adoration of your God? David did not lose his faith because of Michal's hate. Michal was in his own household, his wife. Many of us allow people's criticism, hate, and negativity affect our faith or our worship. Instead, take the ridicule. Let it humble you more so that you can worship God even more. In 2 Samuel 16, verse 5 to 12, please read, "Shimei was cursing David during his ordeal with Absalom. But what did David do? He took the curses from Shimei and used it to humble himself even more before the Lord." 2 Samuel 16, verse 12 says, "And perhaps the Lord will see that I am being wronged and bless me because of these curses today." When people abuse you because of what you are doing for God, it is okay. It is before the Lord. Sadly, these days, what social media says has become the Bible for a lot of people. What celebrity A says about dancing in church is what flies. Once a celebrity says, "Do not dance in church," or "Why kneel in worship?" people begin to question the rationale behind dancing in church or kneeling in worship. It is unfortunate, but David did not allow Michal's hate to affect his faith. Why are you worshiping God the way you are worshiping God? Why are you sacrificing and being so extravagant in worship? It is before the Lord. True worship happens when I take extreme measures to do it right. True worship happens when I get physically involved. True worship happens when I let the music move me into God's presence. True worship happens when I am engaged and not passive. True worship happens when I let it overflow into my words and my deeds. True worship happens when I take the same attitude home to my family. True worship happens when I humble myself before God in celebration. God wants us all to be true worshipers. He wants us all to be extravagant with Him in worship. He wants us to humble ourselves before Him. But you cannot even really begin to do that without knowing God. True worship begins with a relationship with God. God wants you to know Him personally. He does not want to be a stranger to you. I pray that as you open your heart to a relationship with God today, He will breathe on you and introduce Himself to you. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask in the name of Jesus that you make me a true worshiper. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.